on the Heart of Half the Time. It's Mr. 100 and the Five Star Man. I'm just keeping it.
It's things like that.
That's why we waste time.
That reassures me that my victory will be complete and total.
Is this what the show is going to be about tonight? Is this the show? It's Mr. 100 and the Five Star Man. My name is Shannon Young, Mr. 100. And of course, with me tonight is Asa Gray, the Five Star Man.
Yes.
And Zach Kurgis playing Diablo. You can't see him, but he's here. And Asa, I guess let's start off by talking about the upcoming huge event.
Mm-hmm.
This thing has so much hype behind it. I haven't seen this much hype in a match since Billy Hills for the Golden Corral Championship. Mm-hmm. This thing has taken off like wildfire. It's going to be...
Especially, like, I mean, it's from my apartment, from your apartment. It's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
There's Cape, three or four spots you can't go... If we're there and not hear someone talking about it.
Right.
If we're there, someone's talking about it. It's usually us. It's going to be Simon Belmont, the Master Vampire Killer, going up against King K. Drool.
Oh.
God, that picture you posted today. I wanted to get you back on that, and I started thinking, okay, what can I post about him? And I thought, I'm not even going to try.
And then because you knew you couldn't top it.
It was
because it's a weak-ass joke from a weak-ass character. You're a punk-ass bitch.
Jesus! So Asa and I made a gentleman's agreement that when Smash Brothers comes out, which is this... Oh, by the way, half show tonight. We apologize for that ahead of time, but due to circumstances beyond my intelligence, we're doing a half show. So, and then we're going to go home and play video games again.
And a little bit of backstory here.
Yeah.
For those of you who don't know, because I know we've talked about it on shows, I just don't remember which ones.
Okay.
Because if we could find that raw audio, that could be very useful. But Shannon and I, if you jump back to one of the previous Nintendo Treehouses,
yeah,
from hyping up Super Smash Ultimate, it was the treehouse that had the reveal for both Simon Belmont and Richter and King K. Rool.
Yep.
And we got into a
big argument.
What started as a joke argument,
yeah,
and has very much boiled over into a very real,
yeah, into a legitimate
tension,
feud. Yeah.
Was who is more deserving to be on, to join the Smash roster. So from there, we have decided that there's clearly only one way to settle this.
In the ring.
Is for me to play as King K. Rool.
Yes.
And for Shannon to take Van Helsing.
Jesus Christ.
Which is so much better than King K. Drool.
I like King K. Drool. It was better than King K. Rap. You know, both of those are very good.
Both of those are very good.
So Asa and I decided to, when Smash comes out on Friday, we're going to unlock the characters. We agreed not to play as the characters.
Right.
Which is tempting because we know someone now that has the game. I won't name names because we don't want to get them in trouble.
And we know multiple people who have been playing.
Yeah, and played both characters and gave us feedback on it.
Mm-hmm.
But we agreed not to play as those characters until we fight each other.
Right.
It's all a part of this new idea we've got, which we haven't... I don't think we've actually... We're still working on it.
We've talked about it on pre-shows.
Which,
before.
Again, if you don't have the pre-shows, $1.
Patreon.com/Podzilla1985. It's only a dollar, and you get all of the pre-shows for the entire month on every show that we do.
Every dollar you guys give us goes towards the show.
And I'm not going to lie, they tend to be really good.
They are.
Like they're
my favorite part of it, because whenever you start recording this, it's almost like you feel like you have to be entertaining.
Something clicks, and it's like, oh, okay, this is the real thing now.
Right. But when you're doing the pre-show, it's very laid back.
And we're just dicking around. And it's
all uncensored, because we're better when we're uncensored. We're not better, but it's easier to talk because I can't go a couple sentences without wanting to stick my thumb through some little bitch's eye. You know what I mean? And that little bitch this weekend will be Asa when he picks King K. Rool to go up against the Master Vampire Killer, Simon Belmont, the man that spawned, you know, a whole, there's 50 Castlevania games.
Like three good ones.
Jesus.
You know,
that's not true. You don't know anything, Dreadlocks.
It's great.
You're playing your Diablo.
The best part about it is, like, it's a genius franchise. I can't take away from that, because it took all of these other more famous works, just took the bad guys from it, and decided, we'll use this in our game.
They're all public domain.
Run by a pachinko machine. So
Jesus. I'm sorry, when was the last time King K. Rool made an appearance?
Look, you can't overhype him.
Legitimately, when's the last time King K. Rool? Is he even in the new Donkey Kong games?
No, because they don't need, because Donkey Kong as a franchise is so multifaceted. Uh-huh. They can do things like instead of just, oh, who's the bad guy in the new Castlevania game? Who's going to be Count Dracula? Yeah, probably. No, it might be his nephew, Alucard.
It's his son.
Oh, excuse, sorry.
And his real name's... I don't even want to tell you the real name.
No, what's the real name, Shannon? Come on.
His real name's Adrian Fahrenheit Tepesh.
Fahrenheit. Well, that's a hot name.
I see why they went with the change.
Spell Dracula backwards.
It's Alucard. Oh, God, I hate him. He's an assist trophy, too, thank God. I won't lie to you. Whenever they said King K. Rool was going to be in the game and everyone got excited, I legitimately didn't understand the hype. Mm-hmm. Because I didn't know King K. Rool was so beloved. I really did not.
I think it's more, it's less that he's beloved as much as the Donkey Kong franchise from the Super Nintendo games 1, 2, and 3 are.
That's true. And he was in 64.
He was in 64.
He was.
And he also... It's the thing, at least for me, like, you're going to tell me, so you have all of these amazing rivalries in Nintendo's history. Mario and Bowser, you have, that's about it.
Bowser, Mario, Wario.
Link and Zelda, Ganon. To be fair, and Ganon.
Yeah.
You have, I'm completely blanking on all of them.
Well, because they barely have any of the rivals in the game.
I was going to say Samus and Ridley, but Ridley only is just...
Just now coming into
which
it.
That one was the super hype, because that's one that people have been begging for forever.
Not me.
Kirby and King Dedede.
Yeah. Meta Knight.
Day-Day, whatever, Meta Knight. And then, like...
Day-Day, that's what I want to call it from now
on. Day-Day. And then there's... But then you have, like, Star Fox and Wolf. Like, really? Wolf's going to be in the game 2 games ago?
Yeah.
But King K. Rool, who, he can get no love? Like, that's... I will say, I think, as a 2D platformer, I like Donkey Kong better than Mario.
Ooh. I would only disagree with that, only because, going back and playing Donkey Kong Country now, mm-hmm. those digitized graphics that were so revolutionary back then look terrible now.
I don't think they look terrible, but they didn't age well.
But compare that to like Mario World, that looks hand drawn. Yeah,
right.
I agree with you on that.
That said, which soundtrack?
Oh, they're both good. Oh, so my problem with the Mario soundtrack,
Donkey Kong soundtrack was doing stuff they didn't even know that soundboard could do.
Okay, to be fair, you do not want to start battling Castlevania versus Donkey Kong when it comes to the soundtrack.
Yeah, I do.
Because the Castlevania soundtrack is like one of the most beloved soundtracks of all time. Like, there's probably 4 or 5 good songs in the Donkey Kong soundtrack, and Castlevania has like 30 albums dedicated to it.
Did Childish Gambino sample a Castlevania song for a song? No? Just that underwater music wins. Like, that's the cheat code. That's the instant win.
I'm trying to think if there's anyone that sampled Castlevania. Can't think of a single
any
one.
Any memorable Castlevania song. Yeah, you can't. It's hard to do. But no, so like, I think...
I'll kill you on this one.
You're sitting there stammering.
I'm just seething with anger at this point.
But King K. Rool is, you know, he's Donkey Kong's most famous enemy.
He's the only enemy that I know.
King of the Kremlins.
Also, he's Russian. So he's a fucking commie. Oh, sorry.
In 3,
I forgot which show we're on.
In 3, he was like, what was he? He was K. Rulenstein or something like that. Jesus. He had a lab coat on.
So I made fun of the King K. Rool from the TV show, and I put that terrible rap they did, and it was bad. It was bad.
Wait, you're saying a computer digitized 90s cartoon based on a Nintendo franchise doesn't hold up?
He's not as bad as King Dedede in those shows, the old fat Southern sheriff sound. Yeah. But I'm really glad you didn't. I was worried when I made fun of that you were going to find the Simon Belmont from the old Captain N TV show. Because it was bad. He was a pilot, and he was, like, super whiny. Yeah, no, it looks nothing. It was nothing like Simon Belmont, like the badass vampire killer.
Right.
And I was like, oh, if Asa finds out about this. And then there was that damn Dracula rap album, which I think thank you, Jesse, for bringing that to everyone's attention.
You're the one that mentioned it.
Yeah, but one listens to me. I make references all the time you guys don't care about.
Oh, my God.
Whenever they announced, I think it was, like, 2 or 3 Smashes ago, and they announced that... it was when all the Fire Emblem characters first got in. I remember thinking to myself, and no, it was the Wii U version, because they had finally put Pac-Man in the game.
Mm-hmm. Mega Man.
Little Mac, like all of these classic characters. But then there was no Simon Belmont. Mm. Like anyone that grew up in the late 80s, early 90s, and you had like a set roster of these are the memorable characters, it was always Mega Man, Kirby, it was every character from there and Simon Belmont. So there was no Belmont representation, and I was pissed off about it. And then this game comes out, and it's like, oh my God, Simon Belmont's in the game. And I'm like, the world is going to explode. And then King K. Rool, and everybody's like, oh, never mind. Lizard Man's here. And I didn't get it.
To be fair, the coolest part of Simon Belmont's trailer was they killed Luigi. Like, that was the most memorable thing, was just like, no, he's dead. His soul is hovering above his body with no pupils.
There's that part of me that, like, loves the Castlevania feel, that darkness. There's also part of me that thinks it's a super edgelordy. Like, that trailer was super edgelordy. Mm-hmm. They couldn't have tried to make Simon Belmont more badass. But whatever. I love it. I can't wait to play it. And I swear to God, if Simon Belmont's terrible, I'm quitting gaming in general. If I can't play a Simon Belmont, like, legitimately, I'm done.
See, but you still have, like, Little Mac and...
I do, and I love Little Mac. Little Mac's my guy. Mm-hmm. Mr. Game & Watch, people like that. But, like, Simon, Castlevania is legitimately top... If you had to pick your top five gaming franchises, just off the top of your head, what would you put in there?
Pokemon's there. Borderlands is there. Mega Man's there. I'm already down to two more. This is hard. This is really hard. Those are my three, just like...
Off the top of your head, just immediate. And you grew up in the...
And legitimately Donkey Kong, just because the like one, two, and three.
Yeah.
From the Super Nintendo. I didn't get much into
64.
The 64. Tropical Freeze was one of the best games to come out on the Wii U.
It's true.
I'm very mad I still don't have it for Switch.
I bought the Switch version. It's also really, really good. It's gorgeous.
It was on sale for Black Friday, but I'd already spent so much money.
And you grew up in the 90s, right? Mm-hmm. Early 90s, mid-90s?
I was born in 89.
Yeah, so, like, that is a very good list. I grew up in the mid-80s, mm-hmm. and my top five would be Mario Brothers. Once you start talking about it, it's harder than when you say...
Yeah, no, because, like I said, like, there was the three that immediately popped into mind. It's like, yeah, no, those were games and franchises that I have bought... Borderlands 2, I have bought no less than three times.
And you might again if the VR comes out and you decide you want to jump into that.
I will not, because I don't have anything to play VR on. Well, yeah, you do, but I don't want to.
But you know I'm going
to
buy it.
Yeah.
Mario Brothers, Final Fantasy, and Castlevania would be my top three immediately. Mm-hmm. And like Castlevania was like, oh my God, I loved it so much, because I'm a big horror fan. So right. It was right up my alley. I mean, we joke like, oh, they took all these characters, but it's true. Mm-hmm. They took characters. Frankenstein's monster is in it. Death. The Wolfman, the Mummy. Mm-hmm. It was basically like playing
Creature
a universal.
From the Black Lagoon.
Yeah, it was like playing a universal movie where you were this new character. Mm-hmm. So I loved that stuff. And I actually feel like the series got away from its roots as it went on. And you started playing as Alucard and these other people. And it just got really weird. Mm-hmm. But like those old Castlevania games where it just felt like a big monster movie. I love that stuff. That's fantastic to me.
And like this isn't, and like moving away from like the character version of the feud, like that's one of the things that I never really. That I never really liked about any of the Castlevania games is that it was always, okay, got to stop Dracula, got to fight the same enemies as the last game. Now it just looks different.
Yeah, like, and you're a different character.
The graphics have been upgraded, but I'm a different character that, as far as I got into any of those Castlevania games, there's no difference in, other than the name and the sprite.
There's no
real story.
Yeah, there's very few of Eric Lacard in the Bloodlines game. He had a spear. Which he could use to like go higher, and it wasn't a whip. That was the big difference there. And then of course Alucard used the swords, and he could change weapons out. And there've been a couple games they changed the formula a little bit. But for the most part, it's just have whip, will travel. You know.
I did have Castlevania 64, or whatever that it wasn't called Castlevania 64. It was called something else.
Was it the Castlevania 64, the sequel to it? What was it called? Because it was Legacy of Darkness, was that it?
Maybe. I don't know.
Because there were two Castlevanias on 64.
I played the one that, like, the first... Maybe it wasn't a boss, but it was just this giant skeleton.
No, that's Castlevania 64.
Okay, so I had that one. I could beat him, but I could never figure out where to go after that. I rented that game probably, like, three times, played to the exact same part every single time, and just was bashing my head against the wall.
Man, Castlevania 64 was that moment where it was right at that time where everything was going into the three dimensions, third dimension, and some of it worked really well. Mario 64 is great. That's a fantastic game. Earthworm Jim 3D, somewhere in the middle of, it's okay. Then, like, Bubsy 3D is practically an abortion, like a legitimate abortion. And then Castlevania tried to do 3D, and it didn't come out very well. But it does have one of my favorite openings where there's this character, Malice, and he's playing the violin. He's playing one of the theme songs. Mm-hmm. Turns out later that that's actually Dracula. Spoiler alert for that 25-year-old game, if you didn't know that already. But, yeah, they're both really good games. And this Smash Brothers is, like... it feels legit. Like, I'm so excited to play it.
No, this is one of the, because I've talked about him before, but the kind of funny guys, like, Tim is the most hype for anything, like, anyone has ever been. And it's so, I get it. And it's contagious.
Yeah.
Because even with the last direct being relatively lackluster, it was still just, all of the characters are there.
Yep.
There's so much to do. They're finally letting you put, you know, switch to stock mode. Because I've never been that big into Smash.
Right.
I've played them all, and I've enjoyed all of them. It wasn't until being friends with, like, you all, becoming friends with you guys, and you all take it very, very seriously, is when, and then Jesse just beats our heads in, and especially mine. There was a point I got okay on the last one, and then Overwatch came out, and we just stopped playing entirely.
Yeah. I like playing with Jesse, but
I think I could eventually get decent, but
I like playing with Jesse, mm-hmm. but it gets to a point where Jesse, I swear every one of us, except maybe Dalton, because he's kind of the same way, we know humility for the most part, but it gets to a point with Jesse where he's playing Smash and he knows he's so good at it that he'll start mentioning, like, oh yeah, I let you do this. Like, he's telling you how he took pity on you.
Right.
And that makes me so mad. I'm like, I would rather you just obliterate me than let me get a shot in, you punk ass.
There was one, he was laughing about it the other day, but it was a couple months ago. It was like 2 or 3 months ago at this point. We were here before a pay-per-view. And we were waiting. I think we weren't playing Call of Duty because Call of Duty wasn't out yet, but we were going to play something.
Oh, was it the Bloody Roar game?
No. Well, so we did end up playing Bloody Roar, but there was we were going to play something, we were going to do something, but in between doing whatever, I was like, hey, we haven't played Smash in a while. Do you want to play Smash? Sure. So get it all set up, plug in our GameCube controllers, get it going. And like the first fight, the first thing he does is just like spikes me.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, oh, yeah,
that's why you stopped playing Smash.
That's why I didn't really like playing Smash, because yeah. Just eventually, I'm just bad at it.
You're not having fun. You get to a point playing Jesse where, like, it's not fun anymore. He's having a good time. He's laughing.
Oh, yeah, he's got a spawn camped.
Yeah.
Like, he's got a spawn trapped and just on Nuketown, just both sides of the island.
Don't appreciate that at all. I also don't like, there's very few people I like playing Smash against, because everyone that's good at it knows they're good and throws mm-hmm. it in your face. And I'm okay at Smash. I'm not the best.
Mm-hmm.
I have fun with it, but I also like to just put, I like to put all the items on. I like Smash balls.
See, and I kind of want to do, part of me is thinking like that's how we should do.
That could be the hardcore match.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, we got ideas.
Yeah.
We got plans to settle you guys good.
But that's what, like, you were one of the people that I liked playing against, even though it's not just Smash. It was Mortal Kombat. I'm sure if we played more of Injustice against each other, it would have been Injustice. You always end up in my head. Like, you get the tilt advantage. And I don't, like, and I have no way
I've never
of countering
seen,
it. Freaking,
I've never seen Asa get so mad as he did with Goro.
Goro low kick. I just wouldn't block low. It's all I had to do was just block low.
We would be playing Mortal Kombat, and I would just be kicking him in his legs, and he'd get so frustrated. Then I would do, like, the teleport and stomp on him.
Oh, the teleport was
just get so mad.
Because I would always think I could block that, but you can't block the teleport. You just have to dodge it.
Yeah, Goro was my cheap character, and I get frustrated too. I used to play Street Fighter with Justin Dombach,
mm-hmm.
and we play online like every night, but he got to a point where he would just start kicking me low, mm-hmm. and I eventually was like,
so that's where you learned it.
Yeah, I was like, dude, if you keep kicking me low, I'm not going to play anymore. I'm just getting frustrated. And he's like, just block it. Like, I know
I have to, but I can't.
I absolutely refuse to, right. I'm a man. Let's fight like men, toe to toe. But yeah, I'm super excited about this weekend. I've got to go to Allie's BFA show mm-hmm. is on Friday, and then we got to help take it down on Saturday. So I'll be gone for the most of it. And I'm thinking, like, should I bring my Switch to her BFA show? Zach's nodding his head yes in agreement. Because, well, it's for her. Like,
right.
I have no part of this. I'm literally there just to be there for her.
Yeah, which, that's why I don't think you should bring it, because you were there to support her.
That's true.
Just be like, yeah, good job, baby. All right, yeah. And then,
hey, Shannon, can you help me with something? Hey.
Ooh, ice climbers. Hang on.
Yeah, give me a second.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I'm so
because, like I said, like, Jesse and I are, we get off work, we're going to run up to VG, get our books for the week, come down, go to Allie's show, and then we're going to go to his place
and just smash it up
and just, like, try to unlock characters. And then that's, and I, because, like, I even told Dalton, like, if he wants to just leave his Switch here, we can do something similar.
Yeah. Yeah, because I'm gonna bring mine on Friday because mine's digital.
Yeah.
So I'm. Just
Have it before I will because I'm gonna go and pick it up at work.
I have to pick it. Or, I have to pick Dalton's up at Best Buy after the fact.
I'm gonna pick mine up at lunch. I should say. I'm gonna on my lunch break. I'm gonna go grab it and then.
Where do you have it at?
Best Buy.
Best Buy.
And then I'll probably just run home, install it, get everything. Excuse me. Like I'm just if there's an update or something, I'll get that downloaded. And then Friday night, I'll just run home, grab it, head to Jesse's and.
Speaking of update, you guys talked about Fallout 76 on Sunday, didn't you?
Yes.
Did you see the update that they are sending out the canvas bags now?
Yeah, after if you apply for it. So if you bought that $200 power armor edition of Fallout 76 and realized that the canvas bag that not only was advertised, but if you go to their website or Best Buy right now, is still advertised and opened up and found that cheap, flimsy nylon bag. If you go to Bethesda's support website and enter in your information or do whatever, follow those steps, they are now actually going to fulfill the order that they originally promised you.
Man, this is so, such a bad thing
good
for
job.
Them. Yeah, what a terrible, terrible, terrible thing they've done. And I supported them through Fallout 70. I still support the game. I love the game. New patch came out today. I haven't got to try it yet because I keep playing Red Dead.
Mm-hmm.
But this, what a terrible, terrible, shitty situation that they put themselves in.
Yeah.
I don't know how you bounce back from this. This is like a permanent black eye.
You probably get Todd Howard or Pete Hines on a stage and make some sort of snide comment about, oh, I guess that didn't go so well, huh?
And then everybody claps like seals.
Yeah, because that still is infuriating to me when I think about, what, do our games not come out and work? Which, no, they don't, because you put out these broken-ass games, and then you wait for your community to do your job for you.
Yeah, Sony.
And then you put out Fallout 76... which, legitimately, you are, like, the only person that I have ever talked to or seen talk about the game that didn't have these, like, game-breaking issues. Which, granted, a lot of those issues are on PC, apparently.
Yeah. And they did the patch today apparently fixed a ton of stuff.
But, like, even, like, Greg Miller talking about how trying to... He couldn't get someone into his team and then into a party. Like, it just... You could not invite someone because there's two separate... Like, you have to do two steps to join up like that.
Yeah.
And he spent, like, 40 minutes trying to figure out, and both people were not able to join up with each other.
I really do feel lucky, because I haven't had any problems with other than one thing. Mm-hmm.
Which, granted, you say you haven't had any of these problems, but...
Are you going to bring up the me clipping into the world again?
Well, there's that, but every time I've seen you play it, something weird has happened, and you're like, oh yeah, that kind of happens, but it's not a big deal.
It's usually the stuttering.
I think, well, I mean,
the graphical stuttering is
enemies
bad.
Enemies, like, there was the time there was, something was just stuck on a tree, so you were just shooting it, and it was doing nothing to defend itself.
Well, I mean, they're zombies. They're not that smart.
Just stuff like little stuff like that may not bother you, but when other people run into it for a $60 release from a AAA publisher.
Yeah. Should we take away one of those A's at this point?
No, because they still got that money.
That's true.
And that's the big part of it. And even, and like, I'm, for me, it's Red Dead. I've had so, like, the fact that Red Dead Redemption 2 is getting 10s blows my mind. Because, like, yes, the story has been really good. It's got all these great characters. It is a gorgeous game. But.
It's so gorgeous.
I have run into so many technical issues with that game.
Oh, baby.
That it's
don't
like,
even play the online right now.
Oh, well, I mean, I wasn't gonna. But just like, and that's not even factoring in the online, because that's a free update that's
at least
coming.
It's a beta. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, like, in a cutscene, a very emotional scene where Arthur is confronting Dutch about something, but Arthur's face doesn't move. He's delivering his lines, but he's an action figure.
Wait, does his mouth not move either?
Nothing. Nothing moved. Like, his expression didn't change, like how normally it's very well animated. Just nothing moved. I was searching a house the other day, and, like, every time I would open a drawer, it didn't open, but it would still let me, like, take whatever was in it.
Right.
But just, he's making the animations of pulling open the drawer, just nothing's coming with it. Weird stuff in the camp, like people holding something, but that item is like 3 feet away from their hand, just floating. And,
people disappearing.
And it's moving as it's going, yeah.
John, Abigail, and Jack legitimately in my game disappeared, and apparently they're not coming back till like chapter 3 or something.
Yeah, that was a...
That's a fun bug.
That was a bug.
I just thought he was gone. I just thought maybe they packed up and left. Wait till you get in the online, because they're... So if you're playing the single player, one of the things that has happened to me multiple times is I'll be on my horse and I'm riding, and in single player you could like run into a tree,
mm-hmm.
and that was funny but annoying. In this game, I don't know why, but the multiplayer, I feel like the horse is dumbed down somehow.
Oh no.
Because they're like, you'll be there will be a small incline that you have to like jump up on, like a little bridge, and the horse can easily jump up on it. But there are also every few feet, there's like little wood pieces that stick up that you know build the bridge or whatever. I know I'm not explaining this very well. So when the horse is running and he'll jump up, instead of jumping up in like this gigantic middle section where he can easily get it, he'll jump at the spot with those connectors, crash into it, sends me flying, horse died, got to go revive my horse again because he's so dumb he won't jump in the right spot. Bob, the other day, we're doing a mission together, and I don't know if Zach was playing with us at this time.
The way he's laughing makes me think he was. God,
there's so many stories that Bob has gone through. Bob is the most unlucky when it comes to Red Dead Online, but this particular one, Bob was just trying to follow me, and his horse ended up jumping off a bridge and falling. And Bob was like, "What are you doing? You can't get the horse to do anything like that in single player because it will stop and go, no, this is bad."
I disagree.
But this one didn't even care. He just jumped straight off.
No regrets. Maximum effort. I had a horse. I was in Van Horn, which the name of the town makes me so happy because it makes me think of Van.
Yeah. Oh. Missed that town.
So I come outside from this cutscene, and my horse has, because you know whenever you enter a cutscene, your horse just kind of ends up somewhere.
Yeah.
The place it has chosen to end up is somewhere it shouldn't be able to get to. So it's like in between this, like there's this horse cart that doesn't have a drawn, so it's permanently there, some crates, and then just this weird like blocky thing like right next to a walkway. So I'm like, okay, well maybe if I get onto it, I can just jump up here, and then nope, I get onto it and I just phase into the world. Like I'm invisible, I can't tell where anything is, so I'm just hitting X to jump and tapping A to run, and eventually I just like glitch my way back into the main road.
Back into the in existence.
Or like anytime you want to interact with anything, you go up to it, but then there's this weird, like, okay, I'm standing directly in front of where I need to go. He takes, like, two extra steps.
Yeah.
And then just, like, slides backwards and then walks back up into it to do anything. I'm like, come on.
If you've ever seen that movie, have you ever
seen... If you're making me go through all of these animations because you're a Wild West simulator, just come on, get it right.
Have you ever seen Dracula Dead and Loving It?
Mm-mm.
It's a Mel Brooks film. It was actually his last film, if I remember correctly.
Yes, I have.
The part where Dracula is trying to tell them where to go, and like, okay, you stand up, walk towards the window, and they're like knocking into each other and falling over. That's how it feels when I'm trying to walk around in Red Dead, because the game is awesome, but it's so clunky, like just moving and trying to stop, turn. At times it's like, it feels like I'm Leslie Nielsen, which is I guess a good feeling. Bob's favorite thing that happened to him so far was that he went invisible.
Mm-hmm.
The last time we played, he was completely invisible. He could see everybody and everybody could see him, but he couldn't see himself. So he took a screenshot of it. He lassoed an animal, and you just see the lasso in the air moving, and like it's just a gun in midair flying around. Oh,
I love that.
It's almost like you enjoy the glitches they add to the game, but in reality they don't.
Mm-hmm.
In reality they suck pretty bad.
What was the one? I don't remember who was talking about it, but apparently in Fallout 76, there was someone who became invincible.
Yeah, he couldn't die.
She could not, like...
And she actually asked Bethesda, please fix this.
Please kill me.
I don't want to live anymore. My favorite glitches ever were in Saints Row 2 when me and Bob played that together, because there was one point I was driving my car and I like hit something and flipped.
Mm-hmm.
And the car didn't just flip. It flipped into space and just started rotating and flying through the sky. That was a lot of fun. And there was a time Bob literally fell through the earth and he could look up and he could see me as I'm drifting away, as he's going deeper and deeper into hell, into the void that we all eventually go to. Yeah.
Was Johnny Gat there?
He came back.
Oh, yeah. That was the DLC, though. What was the one where he went to hell? Get out of hell.
Yeah.
I did it.
God, Johnny Gat. And then they reboot.
That's who, you know who should be in Smash Brothers?
Johnny Gat?
Johnny Gat.
Ooh, they'd have to really tone him down.
No.
Like,
no.
Use the Agents of Mayhem version.
No, I'm talking he gets.
You want full-on bad guy Johnny Gat?
The Violator. Just.
Jesus.
That's a new weapon.
And I guarantee you it looks
Pikachu
better.
Pikachu picks it up and just holds the handle in his mouth.
And I bet you it'll look better than that freaking Negan trailer from Tekken.
All right, so...
Have you seen it?
I have.
It's bad.
I'm assuming you're talking about the cutscene parts.
Yeah.
Because the gameplay looked fine.
No, it's just definitely those cutscenes. Like, it's like...
The eeny, meeny.
Oh, my God. And that's it's really Jeffrey Dean Morgan doing the voice. But the animation was terrible. And what I really hate about it is in-game, you have all these characters in Tekken that look really good, but they have a very stylized look, which Noctis from Final Fantasy fit right in.
Right.
Negan does not look like he belongs in the same realm as these characters from Tekken.
And it's the joke everybody has made, or it's the point, I should say, that everybody has made, but the fact that, okay, there's a fighting game franchise where everyone, the defining characteristic of characters is what weapon they use.
Right.
They all have a specialized weapon.
Yeah.
Then there's a fighting game where all of the characters specialize in hand-to-hand combat.
Yeah.
No one uses a weapon, except for Yoshimitsu and the Lady with the Tiger. That's about it. Where do you put Negan and his beloved Lucille?
She's a vampire bat.
Get it. That blows my mind. It's like, that feels like such a missed opportunity.
Like why they put him in Tekken and not Soul Calibur.
Soul Calibur, yeah.
Because, I mean, my guy, Soul Calibur has had the weirdest guest roster of any game. From Yoda and the Apprentice and not the Star Wars Apprentice,
friggin'
but
Link.
The actual Apprentice.
Friggin' Link.
Link
wins.
Spawn.
Mm-hmm. And then Heihachi.
The Witcher.
You pick Heihachi for the Sony one.
That's the one I had too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, my friend had the Link one, and I think Bob had Spawn.
I think.
And I had the PS2 with freaking Heihachi.
I don't think I had it on my GameCube, because I've had both an Xbox and a GameCube, but I don't think I had them at the same time. So I think, but at a certain point, I had both.
Right.
Like, not overlapping, but I had, because I played as Link and I also played as Spawn. I dug Spawn.
I think, to be fair, this was before God of War, that game. So they clearly didn't have Kratos in it, because Kratos was in one of the later ones.
Yeah.
But it was the PSP version, if I remember correctly.
Oh, no.
Was it not?
I don't know, because he had the, like, no, because I remember playing it and I didn't
wasn't
have a PSP.
Soul Calibur 4 was Star Wars.
Yeah.
Like, it may have been 5.
No, because also
was he in Mortal Kombat?
Mortal Kombat, that's what
he was
in.
Mortal Kombat.
That's what he was in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The PS3 Mortal Kombat. I was going to say, because wasn't there an Assassin's Creed character?
Yeah.
Ezio.
Ezio Auditore.
Ezio Homore.
Get
out
of here.
Did he get kicked out of that too?
You're drunk. All right, we're going to end the show here because we're getting low.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we're going to go home and play some video games. So sorry about this half episode, but it was a good half episode. It was very joyous.
Brevity.
Yeah. It's quality over quantity.
Exactly.
You can go listen to a freaking 2-hour PWU, but let's see if they have the quality that you get from these two guys.
Spoiler alert, it doesn't.
And spoiler alert, you will tomorrow probably. All right, you guys take it easy. We'll see you tomorrow on Pro Wrestling Unscripted. For myself, Asa Gray, Zach Kurgis, we're out of here. And you guys take care of yourself. See you tomorrow night. Later.